is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
With the Anna Batman striking up in the background, we begin our webcast tonight of high school basketball from the Rockets Gym, Anna versus Jackson Center. It should be a dynamite Shelby County League contest. Hello, everyone. Once again today, I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee. The Anna Rockets, 6-4 on the year, 3-2 in the Shelby County League, take on the undefeated Jackson Center Tigers, 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in league play. Very crucial game for the homestanding Rockets if Anna wants to get back into the fight in the Shelby County League race. The Rockets had a nice five-game winning streak, Chuck, stopped earlier this week at Versailles in the holiday tourney. Anna rolled in having won a series of five straight contests before losing to Versailles, a game the Rockets could have won easily. And then a game the next night to Miami East. East, a very good team, knocked out the Rockets in that contest. But Anna's had a couple of close calls. Anna could very easily be 8-2, having dropped a tight one here to Fairlawn, a game we covered also earlier in the season. Meanwhile, the Jackson Center Tigers seem to find a way, game in, game out, to close games out. And oftentimes, it's Drew Sosby who's got the ball in his hands finishing games, orchestrating the Tigers to victory. In five triumphs of the eight wins this year, Jackson Center has won by a grand total of only 17 points. That's in, do the math, a little over 3 points of triumph in those five close calls. Anna has been letting leads slip away late. Jackson Center has been pulling games out of the fire in two of the last four meetings between these two clubs. Anna's had Jackson Center on the ropes, but the Tigers have won those games right at the very end. Anna needs to turn the tables tonight and also turn the Shelby County League boys race upside down in so doing.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago here, Jackson Center was down 5 points with like 11 seconds to go, and a couple of miscues by Anna, huge miscues, allowed Jackson Center not to win the game in regulation.
Right.
They didn't even go into overtime. And you're right, and it comes down to the coaching, it comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose, they figure out a way to do it. They've got two really good scorers in Brady Wildermuth and Drew Sosby. They got to find a third scorer. Zorn can score for him, but he doesn't score very well. He doesn't create. He has to be able to get his feet set to shoot it. And foul trouble. Those are two things that could derail Jackson Center. And tonight is also going to be rebounding against the tall Anna Rockets.
Of course, the Tigers with Brady Wildermuth in the middle must keep him on the floor. He's the only big cat that the Tigers have, and Brady needs to stay out there a good 28, 29 minutes in order for Jackson Center to produce a victory here tonight, because Anna has excellent size. I'm impressed with the Rockets' balance in scoring. Cody Flesher is at about 10 points a game. He's coming on strong, and he can dominate the middle if the Rockets are able to get the ball to him. Jackson Center will drop Sosby down with his quick hands. He may make life miserable for Cody Flesher on the inside. Of course, Wildermuth will be on his backside. But Kane Luthman and Blake Stevens are both averaging in double figures. Carter Huelskamp's right at 10. And Wyatt Benzman is at 8.5 a game. Anna can strike from anywhere on the floor. Nathan Frilling had an outstanding game off the bench against Versailles.
Yeah, he did.
Tuesday night. And again, I repeat, that was a contest Anna had in its grasp. 3 8-point leads in the third quarter. Rockets at crunch time need to get the ball to the right players in the right place to produce critical baskets to win games. That's something Jackson Center has made a habit of doing all season long this year and in the last couple of campaigns as well.
They do a lot of good things. They make free throws in the second half. They make free throws in the fourth quarter, and they get the ball to the right people to handle it, so they are sending the right people to the free throw line. You look at Anna, they're deeper than Jackson Center. Their starting five is every bit as good. And, you know, it's time for them to come out, play as well as they can play, and prove that, because I think they could truly make a run at the league, and they could also make a run in the tournament if they just get it together and start playing as well as they can play.
The Rockets seem to put 2.5, 3 quarters of excellent basketball together night in, night out. It's that fourth quarter that's been a stumbling block for the Rockets. Jackson Center will make it tough on you. We anticipate this game will be another close one. It usually is when these two teams get together. If Anna can generate enough points to get this game moving on into the 50s, I think it's advantage Anna. Jackson Center would like to keep it below that 50 mark.
Well, because they'd like to play half court. I mean, they don't slow the ball down.
Right.
But they don't take bad shots. So they will work it, move it, work it. And they're trying to get shots for Wildermuth inside and Sosby outside. Let's just be honest. Anybody else who's shooting it and scoring is gravy for Jackson Center.
Okay.
On the other end, Benzman in the first half against Versailles was outstanding. In the second half, he kind of reverted to some of the things we've seen earlier. He's only a sophomore, not a big, strong kid, and he gets pushed around a little bit. But he's only going to get better and better. And as good as he is, that's how good Anna's going to be.
Well said. Anna Rockets need points from the perimeter. Not someone who's going to light it up with 20. But Anna needs to score well enough that the defense has got to honor the Rockets' play on the outside.
Otherwise, Cody Flesher is just going to get bracketed down low, and that'll make it difficult for him to score. He's got the potential to pop out 12 feet from the basket and knock down shots, but Anna has got to make a few baskets, a few, from the outside, and that's where it's incumbent upon Uhlenkamp and Benzman to make a few field goals. Jackson Center, similar challenge, as you mentioned, more balance. And one of these nights, Wildermuth or Drew Sosby is going to be hampered by personal fouls.
Yeah, I mean, there's times out there. I think that Bryce Sosby is only a sophomore. I think he's going to become a legitimate scoring threat for Jackson Center before the season's over. Right now, he's a little tentative with the basketball. But they put a couple other people out there when they have to sub that they don't even look. I mean, they catch the ball, and they don't even face the basket. They're looking to pass the ball. I could guard that. So it's one of those things where it's just got to get better and better for them, and those kids have got to look to start at least taking it to the basket and making the defense play them so they can't go help on Sosby and Wildermuth.
One thing we do know for sure, this is only game number 9 this season for these two clubs. It's game 11 for the Rockets, who are now 6-4, having lost the last two. It's game number 9 for Jackson Center. So there's a lot of basketball to be played.
Right.
And under the tutelage of two fine head coaches, in Nate Barhorst at Anna, Scott Elkert at Jackson Center, these two high school teams will only get better and better and will be at their prime come tournament time in mid-February.
Well, you know, that's the fun thing about this league is, you know, I sing the praise of the coaches, but I mean it sincerely. This league is as well coached as any league that I've ever seen, and you don't get any walkovers. You don't get any easy games because everybody's going to play defense, and every team is going to come out and give the best effort, and that comes from the coaching staff.
This is a Shelby County League night for boys basketball. During the summer, it was determined that in order to get the complete schedule in, each county school playing 12 games in the complete round robin, that it was going to take another Tuesday night or a Saturday over a holiday weekend. And this particular Saturday night, the day after New Year's, was chosen. All eyes in the Shelby County League on this game this evening. And we might note for you that Bodkins is at Rushi this evening. Houston is at Fort Loramie. So the team that is idle is Fairlawn in league play. But attention given to this game for sure. The rest of the Shelby County League would love for Jackson Center to drop one, make this race more interesting. The first round concludes tonight, and we might add that Jackson Center will have played 4 of its first 6 in the county on the road. Anna completes its first round with 4 of 6 at home here tonight. So Jackson Center's schedule in terms of home and away is not quite as difficult with 4 home, 2 away in the second half.
Right. I mean, if they can walk out of here unbeaten still, they are in good shape for the second round, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. It's noisy here at Anna. Very good crowd filing in here on January 2nd. Anna hosting Jackson Center. The Rockets and the Tigers, a sea of green and white across the way, orange and black down to our right. And we're on the air with gratitude, thanks to a number of outstanding underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Stolly on Sydney, or I should say, yes, on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around, and thanks to Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building. Middendorf is developing Timber Trail, a new subdivision south edge of Anna, Route 25A. Numerous wooded lots available. The developer, Middendorf, which will also construct a customized home according to your plans and specifications. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins.
Custom Foam Products in Fort Loring, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Preliminary game tonight won by Anna Rockets with some fine young prospects coming along, including Travis Meyer, the quarterback of the football team. He's a fine 10th grader, as is a young man by the name of Drew Schmitz.
He had 18 in the JV game, and I'll tell you what, I've been watching him. I like watching the JV to kind of think what's coming next. He's got some. He's a strong kid, got some post moves. He's going to be somebody they're going to watch here in the second half of the season.
Yep, Schmitz is very good down low for the Anna JVs. National Anthem is being played. We return in a moment with the starting lineups on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Anna High School Pep Band always provides a very good rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And the same once again here tonight. Well done, Anna Pep Band. You just heard from the In-Between just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. That was our dinner stop tonight before the game. The In-Between, our pregame underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Starting it forward, number 12, Ethan Zorn.
Jackson Center Tigers being introduced. Drew Sosby starts at guard along with Ethan Zorn. Drew Sosby, 16 points a game. Drew, a 6'1 senior. Bryce Sosby being introduced, a 5'10 sophomore, Drew's brother. Ethan Zorn, a 6'2 senior. If you let him go, he will drain it on you. Gavin Boozer, a 6-foot sophomore in the opening five, along with Brady Wildermuth, 6'6 and a junior, and averaging 13 points a game. Opening five for the Anna Rockets is as follows. Wyatt Benjamin at guard, 6'1", a sophomore, a little over 8 points a game. Carter Yuleskamp at a guard position, 6'1", a senior, 10 points a game. Kane Luthman at a forward, 6'4", senior, 10.5 a game. Blake Stevens at a wing spot, also a 6'4", senior, 11 per outing. And Cody Flesher, he could be a difference maker in this game tonight, 6'6", senior, averaging just under 10 points a game. Flesher and Wildermuth, Chuck, two young men on the inside, each about the same height, 6'6", half inch, one way or the other. Each can play with the chin on the rim, so to speak.
And each can play from 15 feet in, too. They both, and Brady will step out and even shoot a three on you now and then.
That's a very good point. Each one, an accomplished shooter from out on the floor, 12, 15 feet. Wildermuth with maybe more range than that. But each of the two big men who play the pivot spots for these clubs can make the jump shot from the perimeter. Anna Rockets will move from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things tonight. Jackson Center Tigers from right to left. Anna the home white. Green numbers, green black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Jackson Center, the road black, orange numerals, white trim. Opening tip goes to Drew Sosby in backcourt. Gives it up the floor to Zorn, 25 feet away, high right, now to Boozer. Swings it near side to Drew Sosby. Cross court, it's handled by Zorn, goes to the head of the key, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Laterals to Boozer. Boozer's picked up by Flesher at the moment. Boozer backs him down into the paint, nowhere to go. Now back out to Bryce Sosby, 25 feet away. Wyatt Bensman chases. They tried to sneak Drew back door. Anna would not have anything of it. He goes to Drew in the post. He maneuvers, turns, fade away, 13-footer, danced off the rim. No good, rebounded by Anna. Uelskamp on the giddy-up, down the floor for the Rockets. High post right to Luthman. Now squares toward the basket, doesn't shoot. Pitches to Uelskamp. Now 25 feet away to Stevens. In the right corner, Luthman. We've played a minute. One shot taken. Each team with a possession. Rockets in process of shooting the ball right now as Uelskamp skips down the lane all the way to the rim. Banked it through on the run. Good athletic play by Carter Uelskamp. Anna draws first blood, leads 2-0. Zorn deep in the right corner for Jackson Center. Rotated near side to Boozer. Boozer straight away to the three-point shooter. Bryce Sosby, long, high-arching floater. Kicked off the rim, no good. Players hit the deck. Rebound, Anna. Long pitch out to Wyatt Bensman. Between the rings to Uelskamp. Right side pass to Stevens. Stevens gets a screen, doesn't use it. Now to Uelskamp straight away. Back to Luthman, near side to Wyatt Bensman. On him, Bryce Sosby. Bensman maneuvers, looks for a pick and roll with Luthman. It's not available. Cross court pass to Stevens, starts a drive, forces one up against Brady Wildermuth. Too hard, no good. Rebound volleyballed around, and Uelskamp outscraps the defender for the ball and gathers it. Quick pass down inside to Stevens. He posts up and banks it in from 6 feet. Two bank shots several feet away for Anna. Good enough for two goals, and the Rockets bust out on top 4-0. We've played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Jackson Center with possession. Ball thrown to Wildermuth, back to the basket, high post. He starts a drive on Stevens. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady Wildermuth, a muscle man on the board, that trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
4-2 in favor of Anna. Far left wing, it goes to Stevens, on top to Flesher. Near side to Uelskamp. Uelskamp to Bensman. Bryce Sosby on him. Left side of the floor, Luthman. Both teams playing a man-to-man. Flesher, Uelskamp, 20 feet away. Left side to Stevens. 5 minutes to go, first period. 4-2, Anna. Luthman curls a pass near side to Bensman. A fake left goes right against Bryce Sosby. There's your shove. Common foul. Ball out of bounds for the green and white.
Gotta be ready to move your feet. He wasn't that time, and Bensman took him to the lane.
Bensman to throw in from at the far from the far side of the Jackson Center bench. Flesher, Luthman handles 20 feet away. Oh, they post up Stevens again down low. Look at him go to work against Sosby. He knocks it down, and he's fouled. Slapping down on the arm was Drew Sosby, and keep track. That's foul number one on him. Tigers cannot afford to get into foul trouble. Anna with just a little more depth than Jackson Center coming off the bench. Here is Stevens. Soft touch free throw. It is good off the front of the rim, and it plopped in there. And it's 7-2, Anna in the lead. Rockets have pushed the ball down inside in their opening possessions and got some close-range bank shots to go. In fact, 3 of them. 4:20 remaining first quarter. Anna playing very good defense. Sosby starts to drive through the head of the key. Pulls up behind the foul line for Jackson Center. And his jumper hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and rolls in. 7-4 Jackson Center. Here's Wyatt Bensman down the floor to Uelskamp. He's in a mess in the lane. A lot of traffic. He gets it out of trouble, though, to Stevens. 4 minutes left in the first. Anna up 7-4. Bensman 25 feet away. Hits the gutter of Uelskamp. He knifes to the basket on the run and hits it. Another bank shot for him. He's got a couple goals. Stevens 2. 9-4 Anna. 3:50 left opening period. Here is Sosby romping down the floor. Drew spins past an Anna player and zips to the basket right down the middle of the lane, laid it up shy of the mark, no good. That's because he was smacked on the shoulder. Two free throws for Drew.
Well, Uhlenkamp is not the best basketball player on the floor, but he is the best athlete on the floor.
And he is tough as nails.
Exactly. Three of his baskets and the hustle play to get the one rebound for another basket into Stevens.
Yeah, the Rockets have used strength and power on the inside, forcing in four field goals so far. None of them further away from the basket than 6 or 7 feet. Sosby drops in a pair of foul shots. That's what he does well. He'll make you pay if you foul him. And it's 9-6. Anna up three. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's a long outside jump shot by Luthman of Anna. A three-point try. It circles the rim and comes out of there. Taken down by Bryce Sosby. Beautiful up-ahead pass to a teammate. It's caught low on the left to Gavin Boozer. Boozer with a good head fake. The defender flies by, and he scores. Uhlenkamp quickly for Anna down the floor. He zips around Boozer, gets beneath the rim, lays it up. It spins out. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Anna trying to hurry up the attack before the Tigers get their vaunted man-to-man defense set up.
Well, Uhlenkamp got to the rim again that time. Just a little unlucky it didn't go in, but he is using his strength. They don't have anybody yet that can guard him.
Anna's offensive strength providing Jackson Center with some matchup challenges so far. Here's Benzman on the arc for Anna. Gives it up to Luthman. 9-8, Rockets by one. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Benzman bounce pass to Luthman, 25 feet away. Dribbles between the legs. Now goes outside the arc. Here's a baseline drive by Frilling, who's checked in off the bench. Oh, a beautiful bounce pass low on the left to Stevens. He's got his third field goal from in close. Frilling, a dandy assist. 11-8, three-point lead for Jackson Center, or I should say for Anna. Drew Sosby shooting the three ball for the tie. He glances off the rim, no good. And the rebound jammed out of bounds by whom? Jackson Center got a piece of it last.
Well, he had the rebound. He got fouled, and there was no call. So the ball actually did go off Jackson Center.
Midcourt, Benzman for Anna. He motions. 2:25 to go in the first. Joel Cathcart, 6'3 sophomore, is checked in now for the Rockets. He's got the ball in the corner. Cathcart, is giving the Rockets a lot of good JV time. Some minutes and quarters saved for him for the varsity game here tonight. Here's Benzman, baseline left, overshooting a floater. Rebound to the Tigers. And here's a bounce pass by Jackson Center's Bryce Sosby, booted by Nathan Frilling of Anna. And the Tigers will throw in far side with 2:01 left in the first quarter, 11-8 in favor of the Rockets. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center to near midcourt. It's Zorn handing it to Sosby. Drew fakes left, goes right, goes out to the head of the key, keeps it on the floor. Now to Wildermuth, who hasn't touched it much. He tries to dribble against Uhlenkamp, who reaches in and stabs it free. Anna picks up the loose ball. Down the floor to Luthman. To Stevens outside the arc. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna up 3, 11-8. Left side pass, Uhlenkamp. He looks, doesn't shoot, skips it. Cross court to Luthman. Luthman guarded by Zorn. Now it's skipped far side to Cathcart. He unloads a three, air balls it. Attempted save on the baseline by Luthman of Anna, but he's on the stripe out of bounds.
He hasn't gotten a lot of varsity minutes, so that's not a shocking situation for him to shoot the air ball the first time.
Joel Cathcart, 6'3 sophomore, on the floor for the Rockets as head coach Nate Barnhorst begins to use his bench even more as this season progresses. It's a team which started the season a little lean of substitutes, but Coach Barnhorst is making sure he develops some strength coming off that bench. Here is an excellent left-handed drive to the hole by Zorn. He broke down the lane. A twisting shot, finger roll with the left hand, kissed it in off the window. 11-10 in favor of Anna, but one with 47 seconds to go. Here's a long three try by Nathan Frilling of Anna. He shoots it and hits it. Beautiful shot over Fred Bunke of Jackson Center, who's come in off the bench, a 6'1 sophomore. Frilling gave Anna a big lift against Versailles in the holiday tourney. Oh, here's a ball thrown into the post to Wildermuth. The head fake. He powers to the rim right in front and banks it down. Good play by Brady Wilbermuth at Jackson Center, which retaliates. 14-12, Annabeth 2. Here's Benzman throwing down low for Flesher. Reverse layup, awkward, no good. Frilling on the rebound, his second field goal. Frilling comes off the bench with five quick ones. 4 seconds left, first quarter. Here's a fadeaway jumper, a long 18-footer. Good by Sosby as the period closes out. Drew Sosby nailed one falling down. And it's 16-14 and a 30-point score between the two teams in a high-scoring first period of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are at Anna tonight. A crucial Shelby County League boys game. Anna with two setbacks in the league. Jackson Center undefeated in SCL play and on the season. The two locked up in a very good basketball game. Anna has not been behind yet, leading 16-14. We start play here in the second. It's Benzman on the arc, throws to the cutting Luthman. Luthman drives hard toward the basket, creates contact, foul against Jackson Center. Anna with a pretty good game plan so far, Chuck.
Well, they're using their size, and that's always a good game plan.
Free throw by Luthman, up and in, 17-14, Anna by three. Rockets had one lead in that first quarter of five. Second shot, Luthman got it. 18-14, Anna before. Pretty high scoring first quarter between these two clubs. When these two teams have gotten together in recent years, we've got games down in the low 40s. But with the start tonight, the scoring would not indicate that to be the case this evening. Here's Wildermuth in the lane. He fumbled the ball, got it back, turned. Fadeaway shot, 15-footer, short, no good. Brady missed it. Anna snared the rebound. Hulskamp down to Benzman. A minute gone, second quarter. Now to Kane Luthman, to Flesher. Left side pass to Hulskamp. Fakes right, goes left. Wildermuth stops him on the baseline. Now to Flesher in the lane. Off balance. Did he walk or was he fouled? Personal against Jackson Center. As Flesher went gliding through the paint. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets. Two fouls on Zorn now of Jackson Center. Baseline left, Hulskamp to Trigger. Into Flesher at the mid-post area. Back out into the corner to Stevens. 18-14, Anna by four. Here is Drew Sosby guarding Stevens closely. Hand off now to Benzman. He takes Bryce Sosby to the rack, baseline. Oh, Benzman shot, circled the rim three times and came out. And the out official said the Anna Rockets were in the net. The ball came off anyway, but because of the violation, Jackson Center gets it out of bounds.
I think maybe getting his hand in the net like that is what caused it to not go in.
It could have. 6:38 to go, second quarter. Anna in the lead by four. Brady Wilbermuth. Down the floor to Boozer, 25 feet away. On top to Brady, down to Bryce Sosby, to Drew. Top of the key, has an avenue down the lane. Running one-hander, yes, he scooped it in. Athletic play by Drew Sosby. Boy, when he gets it below the foul stripe, he is tough to stop. Quick hands, long arms, he's got some spring. Here's Anna going, Benzman on the arc, down inside to Flesher. Baby jumper, short, no good. Rebound Anna. Oh, beautiful bounce pass. Bryce Toseby down the floor to a teammate. A walk, though. Letty maybe a half a step too far.
And I'll tell you what, that was Carter Uhlskamp that created that because he didn't give up on the play. And if he would have gone up with that, he wouldn't have wanted any dinner tonight when he got home.
You're right, Chuck. Carter Uhlskamp was there for the block from the backside. Had that shot attempt been made. Good hustle by Carter. 18-16, Anna still by two. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Uhlskamp to Luthman, spots up on the arc, shoots it over Brady Wildermuth, who lunges at him late, but the shot goes in. Beautiful looking triple from way outside by Luthman of Anna, which is ahead by five, 21-16. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Soseby, 25 feet away, Drew to Bryce, on top to Zorn. Shot fake, hop, step and a jump down the lane. Left-handed banker is good. Fine play by Zorn. Boy, these two teams offensively, Chuck, at high efficiency here tonight.
I'll tell you what, that's two takes to the basket for Zorn, and that's something I'm excited to see.
It doesn't look like these two clubs have been on vacation from the hardwood. Maybe from class, but not the court. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Anna with the ball on the arc. It's Benjamin. Right corner, Luthman. Luthman steps back, shoots it, and makes it. An 18-footer. He wasn't behind the three-point line. It was a lengthy deuce. 23-18, Anna by 5, 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Drew Soseby on the arc, spins, maneuvers, outside the lane. Twisting, fallaway, jump shot, around and out, no good. Rebound by Anna. Uhlskamp barges down the floor, goes hard to the basket against Boozer, tipped away out of bounds by the Tigers. Cathcart back in for Anna. Blake Stevens gets a spell. 4:35 remaining, second quarter. Benjamin inbounding, baseline left to the goal for Anna. It goes to Luthman in the corner. Oh, he faked the handoff to Benjamin. Oh, a sleight of hand maneuver by Luthman, who spun and took it right to the basket, unmolested for a goal.
He's got all 9 points here in the second quarter for Anna.
Kane Luthman, dazzling play in period number two. Here's an overplay by Luthman in the right corner. Stole it, knocked it away from Brady Wildermuth. Outlet down the floor to Cathcart, who caught the ball in the corner with his heel on the boundary. 25-18, Anna with its biggest cushion. 4:13 left here in the second quarter. Shelby County League would like nothing better than for Anna to win tonight to make this league tighten up. Tigers unbeaten on the year, unbeaten in league play. Sizing up a three ball is Zorn. Zorn shot it over a screen from Boozer, left it off the front rim, no good. Rebound Luthman down the floor for Anna. He pulls up a stop shot from 15, crammed by Brady Wildermuth. Standout defensive play by him. Drew Soseby up the floor to Bryce. 3:40 to go in the second. Each team fashioning some sterling defense in this game amidst some very good offensive plays like that one. Oh, what a dandy by Drew Soseby. He took it from the left corner, slipped one defender, made an awkward bank shot as he was fouled. He's got a chance for an add-on here.
That was a big basket for Jackson. They had fallen behind seven.
25-20. Jackson Center behind by five. Make it four as Soseby. Nothing but court on the free throw. He swishes it. 3.5 remaining until halftime. Here's Cathcart, 25 feet away for Anna. Throws on top to Frilling. Bounce pass to Uhlskamp, left flank. He's picked up by Boozer. Rotated to Frilling, Zorn on him. Cathcart, Benjamin, 25 feet out. Ball skipped to Uhlskamp behind the screen, doesn't let it fly. To Luthman. Straight away, Uhlskamp, shot fake, pulls up foul line, doesn't let it go against Boozer. And Anna resets. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. 25-21, Anna by four. Uhlskamp and Benzman pitch and catch on the arc. Luthman, Frilling, fakes left, goes right. Baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass back out to Luthman. Here's Benzman starting a drive. He stops. Foul line extended left. Goes to Cathcart, 25 feet away. Bounce pass to Uhlskamp in the post. Soseby with his quick hands. Digs it off the floor. What's been whistled? Foul. Uhlskamp diving in late to get it back.
Wow, that was those quick hands again. That was one of the big differences in that Rushi game was both Soseby's, but especially Drew, He's got some quick hands, boy. You need to be protecting the basketball. When it goes into the paint, Jackson Center defensively, led by Drew Sosby, drops down in, and they will scratch that ball away from you. Drew's got lightning-like hands, as Chuck noted. Sosby dribbling out in the arc for Jackson Center, away from the basketball. Action beneath the rim, contact made by Anna, and a foul. Four team fouls each way. 2:24 left to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded to Wildermuth. Feeds back to Sosby, who inbounded it to him. Sosby's behind the arc, deep in the corner. Misfires long. Rebound comes away to Anna. Quickly, Stevens down the floor to Luthman. He darts to the post, doesn't shoot. Back out to Cathcart. Anna hasn't scored now in about a minute 40 seconds. But the Rockets still lead by 4, 25-21. Here's Benzman sizing up a long three, a rainbow. It's long. Comes down to Jackson Center. Easy rebound. Ill-advised shot there by the Rockets. Here's Jackson Center with one of the same as Bryce Sosby triggered from the left wing. It missed everything. Out of bounds to Anna. The teams exchange long threes, which don't catch iron.
Yeah, that was awfully quick out of the set.
Mm-hmm. Minute 46 to go here in the second quarter. Anna's still up before 25-21. Here's the ball thrown. Foul line extended right to Stevens. Stevens slips the defender, moves into the post, leans toward the basket. His teardrop is good, and he's fouled by Jackson Center. What a night for Blake Stevens. He and Luthman have been very good for the Tigers, or I should say for the Rockets.
Well, yeah, they've got 18 of the 27.
And Drew Sosby's got foul number two, Chuck.
Picked up his second right there.
Head coach Scott Elker to the Tigers has a decision to make. Do you leave Drew out there for the final minute and a half of the second quarter, or do you sit him down? Free throw pumped up and in by Stevens, 28-21. Anna restores a seven-point lead. Minute 25 to go, second quarter. Deep in the left corner, Boozer for Jackson Center. On top to Bryce Sosby. Outside the arc, right flank, it's Drew. He's 28 feet away. Goes to the foul line. Gives it up, gets it back, low on the right. Off-balance shot around Luthman. It was tipped, and Anna comes away with it. Just too much height in there that time for Drew Sosby. 60 seconds to go in the second quarter. Posting up in the lane, Israel Adamson in off the bench. Little give and go with Benzman. He catches the pass and nails the shot, and he's fouled. Fine game, but two people down inside. The guards got it done that time for Anna.
Yeah, nice pass, and I'll tell you what, Benzman did a good job cutting to the basket and using his body to screen off on the basket.
And Anna now has exploded to a 9-point lead, 30-21. Free throw by Benzman up and good. Rockets 31, Tigers 21. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Jackson Center was down by 10 at the start of the fourth quarter at Fairlawn a couple weeks ago. Pulled that game out in double overtime. So the Tigers are used to coming from behind. Jackson Center's won 5 cliffhangers late in the fourth quarter this year. 30 seconds to go in the second. Tigers work the ball around, behind by 10. It's Zorn, 25 feet away. To Brady Wildermuth on top. Brady's been held in check by Anna Size here tonight. Zorn to Drew Sosby. 12, 11, 10. Zorn's got it. He looks for Drew. Thrilling all over him. Drew gets it, top of the key, twisting spin move, and he hits it. Oh, what a play by Drew Sosby. Here's Adamson from 45 feet, no good, as the first half ends. Drew Sosby with a sparkling play. What a one-on-one move, as Zorn had a difficult time with 5 seconds left in the first half of getting the ball back to Drew after Sosby had given it up. Zorn did feed it to him, but Sosby had to come out a couple steps from midcourt to get the ball. He worked his defender down inside the top of the key and made a twisting jumper fading away with a second and a half to go in the second quarter to cut Anna's lead to 7. It had been as many as 10. Was that a 3-point shot by Sosby there?
That was a 3.
It was a 3. So the Rockets' lead was 10. The field goal by Sosby, a triple
whittles Anna's advantage from 10 to 7 here at the halftime break. Very good basketball game. Anna Rockets playing exceedingly well. Maybe the best first half of the season for the green and white here tonight against Jackson Center. We return with our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. Rockets lead the Tigers of Jackson Center 31-24 at the halftime break. Chuck, we understand from having spoken with county sports historian Mr. Wise before the game tonight that Coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center can leap past Coach Harmon at Jackson Center, who was an outstanding mentor in his own right, in terms of number of basketball coaching victories, should Coach Elkert win tonight here over Anna. Right now, Rockets making it difficult on Jackson Center. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, I think I've stayed awake, but it's the stats rebounding. Anna has an 8-7 rebounding advantage. I guess they had neither team shot the ball a lot when they did. They're making it. A 2-1 offensive rebounds. Both teams valuing the basketball. Tigers turned it over three times. Rockets twice. Both teams perfect from the free throw line. Anna 5-for-5. Jackson 3-for-3. Individual scoring for the Tigers. Drew Sosby 14 in the first half. They got 4 from Zorn, 4 from Wildermuth, and 2 from Boozer. They scored 14 and 10, 24 in the first half. Anna led by Blake Stevens with 10 and Kane Luthman with 9. Then you got Thrilling off the bench again, terrific 5. 4 from Huelskamp and 3 from Bensman. They scored 16 and 15, 31-24 at the half.
Now, Chuck, we talked in the pregame about the fact that Drew Sosby has been orchestrating Jackson Center to close victories in the fourth quarter with one stellar play after another. Hey, tonight he's had to get it done in the second quarter to enable the Tigers to remain within striking distance as we get into the third quarter momentarily.
Well, you hit it right on the head. Brady Wildermuth is inside, but he is surrounded by 6'6", 6'4", 6'6".
Yep.
And he's struggled. He's the two baskets he's got. He's on the perimeter and taking it to the basket. Anna, game plan is outstanding here in the first half.
Oh, it sure is. We have liked what we've seen from the Rockets this year. Anna continues to get everybody to give everybody fits for three quarters of just about every game Do the Rockets have the staying power to get it done tonight? That's the big question.
Well, that's what we're going to see here in another 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 7-point lead, Anna, at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Our student athlete spotlight segment tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys basketball games, LaCal spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight for Anna, it's Courtney Dosek, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Kevin and Kathy Dosek, an outstanding 3.85 GPA student, participates in a number of extracurricular activities, FFA, FTA, during which she assists high school teachers. She's a member of Eco Warriors, too, SAD, French Club, National Honor Society, school theater, and was a dancer in a play last year, Guys and Dolls. Courtney Dosek would like to study at Ohio State or UC and pursue a career in early childhood education. For Jackson Center, Katrina McGowan, a senior, a 4.0 GPA, daughter of David and Joyce McGowan, takes part in volleyball at Jackson Center High School. She also participates in the 100 and 200 meter sprints of the track team and the 4x100 and 4x200 meters relays. A Spanish club, art club, plays flute in the band, 4-H, academia too. And she has visited several schools, including Miami, Wright State, and Ohio State, and would like to study English. Courtney Dosek of Anna, Katrina McGowan of Jackson Center, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go, the second half. The Jackson Center Tigers unbeaten on the year and, of course, in the Shelby County League. against the Anna Rockets, who own a 7-point halftime bulge. We start playing the third. Tigers possession, right side throw to Zorn. He's left open. Look out. He knocks it down. A 23-footer. And with the basket by Sosby at the end of the half, and this one by Zorn to start the third quarter, also a triple. The Tigers have cut into Anna's 10-point cushion. It's now 4, 31-27. Here's Luthman, right side to Flesher for Anna. Each team having a challenge getting the big men, Flesher and Wildermuth, highly involved in this game. Hulskamp dances into the lane, steps out of it just before the 3-second count is delivered. Gets the ball back outside to Frilling, rotated right wing to Stevens. Now to Flesher, picked up by Brady Wildermuth, 20 feet away. Left side to Hulskamp, 1 minute gone, third quarter. Anna leads by 4. We've got a screen set by a rocket, which is not stationary. It's a foul, and the Tigers get it on the turnover.
Yeah, Nathan Frilling, who got the start here in the second half, yeah, he moved a leg and stuck it out there.
And head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna takes a timeout. 1:03 gone in the third. 31-27 in favor of Anna over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, it's Anna 31 and Jackson Center 27, just over a minute gone here in the third quarter. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75, has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right for you. Check out Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Well, after the timeout, the ball is inbounded by the Anna Rockets. There's a collision in backcourt as the Tigers put on a one-man press, and a controversial call to some degree has been made. Foul against Jackson Center. Tigers bench thought it should have been called on Anna.
I thought it should have been no call at all. They were both going for the basketball, and they bumped each other.
Here is Anna inbounding. Ahead before, Jackson Center has tallied the last 6 points. 6:45 to go, third quarter. High post, Luthman. Bounces to Hulskamp, near side to Flesher. Lobbing down inside to Luthman. Luthman catches against Brady Wildermuth. Shoots a reverse shot, no good. Flesher taps, missed it. Rebound Jackson Center. Tough break for the Rockets. Here's Sosby flying along the baseline. Gives it up out back to Boozer. To Brady Wildermuth. He's got a crease down the lane. Look at him go to the rim. It circled around twice and came off.
Wow. Don't know how that didn't go in.
Was below the cylinder and popped out. Anna snared the rebound. Rockets ahead by 4. Here's Frilling. Baseline drive. Pulls up a one-hander. Is curling around the iron. No. Tip is in by Flesher. Big goal by Cody Flesher of Anna, which jumps to a 6-point lead.
That's his first basket. He's a lot more active to start the third quarter here.
The rims have not been kind, Chuck, to shooters here at the start of the second half. Each team has had one curl around the iron a few times and spin away. Here's Sosby, tough baseline jump shot around the corner of the backboard, and he nails the 15-footer.
Wow.
He makes it look easy. 5:38 to go in the third. 33-29, Anna before. Here is Stevens, hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Shot blocked away from behind by a Tiger player. Ball loose. Let's see what's been called. There was some defensive contact. Should be in the act of shooting. Stevens has a pair at the stripe.
We have three fouls on both Sosbys now.
Ooh. Yep, that was charged against Drew.
Yes.
Drew Sosby, Bryce Sosby, three each. We talked in the pregame about the significance of foul trouble for either team, especially Jackson Center, which is a little leaner than Anna on the bench. And calmly dropping in a pair of free throws is Stevens for the Anna Rockets, who are up by 7, 36-29. Did he make both, Chuck?
Made them both.
Yep. 5:20 left to go in the third. Zorn on the arc. Boy, he lets go a long, high-arching bomb. Wow, he hoisted up an airmail shot. 26-footer hit the back rim. Ricocheted out to Anna. It was online. We were looking over Zorn's shoulder, perched up above here in the crow's nest. Here's Anna zipping a pass down inside. Stevens finds Flesher low on the block, up with the left hand. Deflected on the shot by Jackson Center. Off Anna, out of bounds.
Good help that time by Wildermuth.
4:53 to go in the third. Jackson Center down 7 with the ball. Sosby between the rings against Uelskamp one-on-one. Right corner pass to Zorn. Nice bounce pass into Wildermuth in the post. Flesher tries to guard. Brady Slyly goes up with the right arm to shoot it into the defending arm of Flesher, and it's ruled a two-shot foul. That was creatively done by Brady Wildermuth.
It was, and Jackson Center has made a substitution I thought they might make. Hickman at 6'4 junior has checked into the game to give him a little more size.
Yep, Chase Hickman on the floor for the Tigers as Brady Wildermuth sinks the first free throw. Second shot by him. On the way, shy the mark, no good. Frilling screens off. Brady gets the rebound for Anna. Out ahead to Uelskamp. Rockets by 6. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone, third quarter. Uelskamp straight away. Right side, Luthman to the top of the key. Hands off to Flesher. Near side to Frilling. Well, Frilling has displayed very good maturity coming in off the bench for Anna in the last few weeks. Ball thrown, right corner Stevens. Rockets clear out for him. He starts a drive, and Brady gives him the forearm shiver, according to the official. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Baseline right of the goal. Brady Wildermuth on the floor, along with Drew Sosby, who's got three fouls. Bryce Sosby out there as well with three. Inbounded to Luthman, mid-post. Jockeys for position, goes outside to Flesher. Out of Kane Luthman. Gets a screen from Flesher, maybe a moving screen. The shot rolls around and comes out. Uelskamp for the rebound. Left it short, no good. He's in there among traffic. Gets the ball back again. Uelskamp up and in strong. What a play by Carter Uelskamp. 38-30 in favor of Anna. That play right there, Chuck, symbolizes the night for the Rockets. A lot of strength on the inside. And Anna has taken advantage of it, utilizing it very well. Long three-pointer quickly by Bryce Sosby, straight away for Jackson Center. Off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Anna up 8, a chance to push it to 10 or 11. Uelskamp dribbles. They clear out for him. Spin move against Sosby in the lane. Sosby's got three fouls. Uelskamp goes over top and scores. Right in front of 7-footer.
He can't get his hands in there because he can't pick up that fourth foul. They beat him out there.
You're right. Anna's ahead by 10 now. 40-30. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Sosby drives down the right side of the lane. Good defense by Anna, and Sosby stumbles and walks. Jackson Center Tigers get a timeout. Behind by 10 now. 3:11 left here in the third. Anna on a roll. We'll keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions reaches out to assist small businesses in the region with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus, spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with prompt, on-time, high-quality computer service. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. and a possession after the travel on Drew Sosby, a Jackson center who really didn't have a play, tried to force things, was called for the turnover. Rockets up by 9, 39-30. If I said 10, I was mistaken. It's a 9-point advantage. Here's Stevens on the arc, fakes right, goes left. A one-handed runner around Brady Wildermuth is off the iron, no good. Weak side rebound to Zorn of Jackson Center. He darts down the floor, gives it up to Sosby. Long, high, arching 24-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound by Luthman. He skips down the middle, goes to Benzman, to Huelskamp on top. Oh, he's playing like a man possessed tonight. Huelskamp to the rim, scoops it up, no good. But he drew the two-shot foul. He knew that Jackson Center was out of position. He would get hacked on the play, and that happened. Two free throws coming for Huelskamp for the Rockets.
I don't know if I've ever said this at a Jackson Center game, but Anna's effort tonight is taking the game over. And Jackson doesn't usually get out-effort in a game. Efforted, is that a word?
You're so right about that. I will second the motion, EFFORTED. We just added it to the dictionary.
There you go, put it in there.
And Huelskamp calmly drops in both free throws. Boy, he created the contact in the lane. Jackson Center couldn't stop him. The Tigers were out of position. Here's Brady Wildermuth down the floor for Jackson Center. Awkward, unorthodox shot in the lane. Missed it badly. Rebound, Anna. And you can sense now the Tigers are beginning to feel some pressure. Behind by 11. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Huelskamp on the arc, dribbling. Thinks about letting it go, doesn't. To Benzman now, far right wing to Stevens. Bryce Sosby, Drew Sosby on the floor for the Tigers, each with three fouls. Straightaway Flesher, near side it goes to Stevens. Hand off to Huelskamp. Here is Drew Sosby on Luthman on the arc. Bounce pass baseline right to Huelskamp, back to the basket. Boy, Huelskamp has a lot of confidence tonight for sure. Near side to Stevens. All the Rockets are displaying that for certain. And using the forearm is an Anna player to screen, knocking down a Tiger. That's an offensive foul.
That was a correct call.
Minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Tigers down 11, 41-30. Jackson Center had a nice spurt to start the second half and got it down to three. Here's the kind of post-up play the Tigers have been after. Bryce Sosby with a good entry from the right corner to Wildermuth on the block, low right side, and he powers up strong and banks in a five-footer. Minute to go, third quarter, Anna by 9, 41-32. Huelskamp fakes right, goes left, Rockets clear out for him. His bank shot is no good. Oh, what a rebound by Flesher. Flesher lays it up with the left, missed it, but he's fouled. Boy, the Anna Rockets are going to the basket hard and rebounding with strength tonight. Displaying so much confidence. Ahead by 9, under a minute to go in the third.
They've got 6 offensive fouls in the third quarter.
Free throw by Flesher up and in.
Jackson has 2 rebounds in the third quarter.
And what, 6 rebounds offensively?
6 offensive rebounds,
wow,
for Anna.
And they have been demonstrative. First free throw by Flesher swishes. Second shot, the left-hander got it again. Anna playing splendidly tonight. Up ahead by 11, 43-32, 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Sosby 25 feet away for Jackson Center, being pressured by Frilling. Sosby on the bounce, gets a high screen from Zorn. Zorn rolls, skip pass near side to Zorn. Step back, 3 ball in the air, short. Rebound yanked down by Flesher. Backcourt to Benzman. Ahead to Stevens, back to Benzman, give and go. Layup, got it. What a play by the Rockets. Oh, that was excellent. Beautifully done. Fine two-man game by Anna. Good anticipation. And Jackson Center's down 13. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Sosby 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Zorn. High post, Brady Wildermuth. Back to the basket, spins. Twisting, turning, fadeaway jumper. Good from 12. Here's Anna Luthman, midcourt on the run. The way it's gone for the Rockets tonight, that might go in. It hits the backboard, the rim, and caroms off at the buzzer. The lead had been 13. It's 11. Anna over Jackson Center, 45-34, after 3 on scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Anna Rockets, 6-4 on the year, having suffered a recent two-game losing streak. Lee Jackson Center, previously undefeated on the year and, of course, in the Shelby County League by 11. As we start the fourth and final quarter, 45-34 Rockets. The biggest lead was 13 late in that third period.
13-2 rebounding advantage in the third quarter for the Rockets, and they did not turn the ball over the entire quarter.
Marvelous third quarter of play by Anna. Rockets had the ball to start the fourth. Benzman on the arc, 25 feet away. Benzman bouncing it. Hands it back to Stevens. Foul situation, 5 on Jackson Center, 3 on Anna in the second half. Frilling in the corner. Foul line extended left. It's Yulescamp back to Frilling. Yulescamp on the arc. Drew Sosby on Carter.
They need to keep attacking because this is what happened against Versailles. They had the lead, and then they just kind of went stagnant offensively.
Frilling baseline left to Luthman. Frilling has a crease, goes through the lane, gives it out back to Benzman. Benzman is guarded closely by Bryce Sosby, and he dishes off on the play to Yulescamp. Baseline left to Stevens. Stevens meets resistance, falls away, one-hander, awkward maneuver, way short, rebound Tigers. Good defense, but Jackson Center made that play work in the Tigers' favor. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Jackson Center needs a string of points. Tigers got the last goal of the third. Sosby 25 feet away. Out back, Drew to Bryce. Spinning, looks for Drew. Back door can't. Drew pops out, catches it. Shoots the fadeaway three ball. Bullseye, he's got it. And Jackson Center has slipped back to within 8 after being down by 13 late in the third. 45-37. 6:26 remaining, fourth quarter. Anna Stevens retreats to near midcourt. Right side pass goes to Benzman. Benzman zips it down into Yulescamp. Trying to defend as Drew Sosby has got three fouls. Back out to Benzman as Carter Yulescamp didn't let it fly. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Stevens. Stevens loops it cross-court to Frilling. Picked up by Boozer. Frilling steps back, guns the three. It rattles some more, and stays in. What a shot by Frilling. Here's quickly Jackson, four-court right. Ball dumped to Boozer. Low on the block, knocked away by Anna. Tie-up occurs. Jackson Center keeps it.
Again, that was Hulskamp just making a heck of an effort to get on the floor. That should have been an easy recovery for Jackson Center, and Hulskamp made sure it wasn't.
Boy, Frilling continues to make important play after important play. Ball inbounded to Drew Sosby, deep in the right corner for Jackson Center. Behind the screen, a long high archer curls around the rim, and it comes out. Anna snatches the rebound.
Yeah, that last three by Frilling was huge.
Boy, it banged around in the iron, it seemed like, for 2 or 3 seconds before staying in there. And the lead for Anna is back up to double digits, 48-37. Here's Luthman, top of the circle. He's got an avenue down the left side of the lane, off the backboard, overshoots. Good defense by Jackson Center at the rim. Up ahead to Boozer, to Zorn, who fakes right, goes left. Lobs it to Drew Sosby in the left corner. He wants to drive. Yulescamp chokes him off. 5 minutes to go in the game. Anna ahead of Jackson Center by 11. Near side pass knocked away by Yulescamp. Saved it inbounds. Jackson Center's got it back. Here's Sosby off and running down the left side of the lane. Scooped it with the left, knowing there would be contact. And he's awarded 2 at the stripe.
You know, defensively, Sosby with those 3 fouls, what it's creating is he can't use those quick hands because he can't make take the chance of picking up that fourth foul by reaching in on somebody.
Free throw by Sosby, up and in.
40, 20.
20 for Drew of the 38 total to Jackson Center. The height of Anna on the inside has silenced Brady Wildermuth pretty much in this game. Second shot by Sosby, yes. 48-39. Jackson Center within 9. It's been as much as 13. Benzman far right wing. Out back to Stevens. Cross court. Anticipated the Zorn, who almost made the theft. It goes out of bounds.
Reached in with the wrong hand. Four. With the left hand, he gets the steal.
You're right. He might have had a better shot at it with the left. Yes. 4:40 to go in the fourth. Uelskamp head of the key. Back to the basket. Hands to Benzman. Right side Stevens. Wildermuth guards him 25 feet away. Luthman on top. Benzman straddles the arc left wing. Thrilling head of the key. Almost dragged the pivot foot. Gave it back to Stevens. Down to 4:25 to go in the game. 5 team fouls in Jackson Center. Here's Luthman with a strong baseline drive. There was an opening. Good help by Brady Wildermuth, who got mitts on top of the ball, stuffed it, and it's ruled properly as a jump by the official. Arrow favors Anna. Uelskamp, chest pass, inbounds to Luthman on the arc. To Benzman. Boy, Uelskamp trying to post up against Sosby. Again, Sosby's got 3 fouls. Good strategy by Anna. Pass to Uelskamp, not there. Rockets throw to the arc, reset. Luthman, Uelskamp. Starts to drive, pulls back out, goes to Benzman, hands to Stevens, 25 feet away. We're down to 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. On top of Uelskamp, thrilling catches 25 feet out. He's checked by Boozer. Now to Stevens, bounce pass right side to Frilling. Here's Benzman on the arc, dribbling against Zorn. Now Frilling rotates it near side to Luthman. Luthman handoff, midcourt, Uelskamp at the Rockets logo to Frilling 25 feet away. Anna trying to shorten this fourth quarter, compressing time on the scoreboard. Whittling seconds off. We're down to 3.5 to go. 48-39, Anna by 9. Left side pass, Benzman fakes right, goes left, and a push applied by Bryce Sosby, foul number 4.
Yeah, that's his fourth.
That's 6 on the team. It's not yet the 1-1. The succeeding foul will be. Jackson Center Tigers take a full timeout behind the 9, 48-39, with 3:16 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Brookins. It's been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Well, Anna Rockets stalled about a minute off the clock. Still have the ball. 6th foul in Jackson Center. Rockets inbound. It's lobbed out high to Benzman. A one-handed leaping catch. He dishes off to Uelskamp. Drew Sosby on him to Stevens. Right back to Uelskamp. Right flank to Luthman. 3 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Center in serious trouble now. Down by 9. Anna continues to work the ball around and milk the scoreboard clock. Center court, Uelskamp. Sosby on him. Uelskamp almost walked. Gave it back to Frilling, and Anna gets the timeout. 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna Rockets lead Jackson Center by 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But Chuck, we highlighted in the pregame the fine balance scoring displayed by Anna all year long. Just the same again tonight, no surprise. But somewhat of a surprise, big lift off the bench, Nate Frilling. He's starting to make it happen. Oh, here's Anna, inbounds play, out of bounds, well done. Good give and go, Luthman to Stevens, powering to the rim, he banks it down. And Anna extends the lead to 11. Drawn up nicely by head coach Nate Barhorst during the timeout break. Here's a long three-pointer, left corner, Sosby falling backward out of bounds, triggered it right in front of the Tiger cheerleaders, left it short, Anna got the rebound. Rockets up 11, 2:16 to go, baseline left to Frilling, collision occurs, Boozer slides late, and it's a defensive foul.
Well, I don't think that anybody in Jackson Center assumed they were going to go undefeated this year.
No.
And if you're going to lose one, I mean, they're losing a game on the road to a team that's playing outstanding. And this is a very, very talented Anna team.
Oh, it sure is. It's a Rocket Club, which is good enough to defend home court against virtually anybody every time out. Free throw missed by Anna. Rockets blow the 1-1 quickly down the floor. Bryce Sosby coming in from the left flank for Anna. Shot tipped away at the rim. Nice defense. Well done by Frilling. He and Benzman were there. The Rockets got it back with a minute 55 to go in the fourth. Up 11, 50-39. 17 fouls in Jackson Center. Little give and go. Stevens to the left corner. Great bounce pass to Luthman on the finish. Luthman for two. Anna up 13. Long three-pointer, Sosby, 26-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Yuleskamp. In fairness to Drew Sosby of Jackson Center tonight, Chuck, he's had a few go below the iron and pop out, but even had they stayed in, it wouldn't have been enough to make the difference.
He hasn't gotten a lot of help.
No, that's a very good point. Yep. Anna's tall players down inside have suffocated Brady Wildermuth. Here's a foul by Jackson Center near the timeline. A minute 21 to go in the fourth. 52-39 in favor of Anna.
Well, Brady's got nine, but boy, he's had to work his tail off just to get those nine.
How many points for Jackson Center here in the second half, Chuck?
Let's see. They scored 15.
1-1 situation for Yuleskamp. Flat foul shot is no good. Bangs out to the left. Quickly, Jackson Center down the floor and zipping to the basket. Right down the pipe goes Sosby, tripped below the rim. Two-shot foul situation. Minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 52-39 in favor of Anna. Shot by Sosby, swish. Yep, Sosby has been just about Mr. Everything tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers.
Well, he's got 22 of the 40.
Make it 23 of the 41. Sosby connects twice at the stripe. Timeout called. A minute 14 to go. Anna 52. Jackson Center 41 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Tell you what, Chuck, if the Anna Rockets play like this most every night, they will be tough to beat. Now, it's very difficult to perform at this level night in, night out, especially against a quality defense like Jackson Center. But Anna has simply maximized its strengths in this game tonight and used them fully.
Well, yeah, they played outstanding defense for one thing, and there is no excuse not to do that every night, even if you're not scoring. But they got so many weapons that you just need to find what's happening. Because Barhorst find who's hot that night, run plays for them, run the offense that gets them shots. They're going to be a really tough out in the tournament.
And we don't have the numbers on it, but Anna's points in the paint, especially in the first half of the game. I bet Anna's gotten, 22, 24 points in the paint tonight?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, 11 dozen baskets anyway?
They've had two, three threes for the night, and usually they shoot more than that. I think they had a very good game plan coming into this.
Hulskamp has been fouled for Anna. It's the last of the 1-on-1 situation for the Rockets. It is no good. Off the back iron. Rebound to Jackson Center. Quickly up the floor to Sosby. Sosby triggers a three. It looked like he was nicked on the wrist as he let it fly. The officials let it go. Loose ball underneath the rim. It is tied up. It's Jackson Center's possession. 1:05 to go in the fourth. Anna up 11, 52-41. Sosby inbounds. No, it's Zorn throwing to Sosby in the left corner. Look at that play by Drew. Teardrop across the lane. A little looper. Hit the back rim. Came away. Rebound by Anna. There's a scrum for a loose ball at midcourt. A foul of the Tigers. Double bonus for Anna with 55 seconds remaining. Jackson Center Tigers came into this game 8-0 on the year, having won five games by a grand total of 17 points. The Tigers had managed to beautifully orchestrate five very close victories, and not by accident. The Tigers just know how to do it. They've made a habit of it in recent seasons under head coach Scott Elkert. Tonight, Anna has just played such fine basketball. Even a great night from Drew Sosby, not enough. One free throw made, second shot missed off the back iron by Hulskamp. Here comes Jackson Center. Sosby down the floor. Leaves it off to a teammate out back. Here's a long three try by the Tigers. It is bumped up there by James Gambrill, a 5'10 sophomore who's in. He overshot it. Anna snuffed up the rebound off the floor, and Jackson Center fouled. Two free throws again, 39.5 to go. 53-41 in favor of the Rockets.
That's five on Drew Sosby.
And Drew has, in fouls, the number on his back five. He has played splendidly. But tonight for Jackson Center, he was a one-man gang.
If he goes pro, he's going to have to wear number six.
I like that. 53-41 in favor of Anna. Jackson Center got the first field goal to start the second half and made it interesting. In fact, the first Tigers goal to start the third quarter was a three. It was 31-27 at that point in time. And then Anna simply put the foot down. And the Rockets said, we will have no more of that. Anna has played very confident basketball all night long. And the Rockets have steamrolled to a double-digit lead over previously unbeaten Jackson Center, 53-41. 39.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A complete game by the Anna Rockets. Needless to say, no reason to ask head coach Nate Barhorst if this has been the Rockets' best game of the year. It has by far, even though Anna does have one five-game win streak. Anna clearly at the very peak of its game tonight in defeating Jackson Center. Two free throws for Wyatt Benzman. The first is dead on. 54-41 in favor of the Rockets. Second free throw, Benzman. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zorn of the Tigers. He skips down the floor. Bounces into the right corner. Hands it off on the play to Trent Blackfoot, a 5'11 freshman is in. Now to Brady Willemuth, top of the key. He goes to the foul line, leaps into the air, misses the one-hander. Weak side rebound, though, Boozer of Jackson Center. Goes below the rim, reverse layup, dances off, it won't go. Rebound Wildermuth, it's on the iron, it won't go. Foul Anna. And that series of shots right there, Chuck, symbolizes the night for the Jackson Center Tigers. There has been a lid on it for everybody but Sosby.
Yeah, there have been no gimmies in the lane tonight for Jackson Center.
Anna has challenged everything. Standing their ground, making it difficult to drive through the paint. Once you do go up, the Rockets have a couple or three pair of hands smothering your shot. Brady Wildermuth drains two free throws with 14 seconds to go in the game. 54-43 in favor of Anna as Uhlskamp walks it to the Rockets logo at midcourt. The Jackson Center defense relents. The last 5 seconds tick away. Uhlskamp bounces, gives it to the referee, and that is it. The Jackson Center Tigers come into the Anna gym tonight unbeaten and leave with their first setback of the year. Anna Rockets performed splendidly all night long and defended every player but Drew Sosby beautifully from start to finish tonight. And Nate Marhorse, Anna Rockets, win it by 11, 54-43, very convincing, leading from start to finish tonight over the visiting Tigers. 11-point triumph by Anna to tighten up this Shelby County League race. In fact, Anna, by virtue of this victory tonight, is right back in the thick of the race. Anna now 7-4 on the year, 4-2 in the Shelby County League. The Jackson Center Tigers 8-1 on the season, 5-1 in the Shelby County League. And Chuck, we will be looking forward very much to the very last week of the season when these two teams hook up once more at Jackson Center. The date for that game, February 12th. And we'll have it for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 11-point win by Anna. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. You've already starred our Clancy's Award winners.
Yeah, I gave it to Carter Uhlskamp, but he almost gave it back when he missed the front end of two one-and-ones there in the fourth quarter. But he was terrific tonight.
Or you could say Nathan Frilling almost took it away from him.
Well, that was close, too.
Yeah.
27-19 rebounding advantage for the Rockets, 8-4 on the offensive boards. Anna did turn the ball over twice, no turnovers in the second half. Mm. And Jackson only turned it over five times. 10 of 11 from the free throw line for the Tigers, 11 of 16 for the Rockets. Scoring for Jackson Center, 23 for Drew Sosby. And Brady Wildermuth worked, ended up with 11. They got 7 from Zorn, 2 from Boozer, only 4 people scored for Jackson Center tonight. On the Anna side, they were led by Brad Stevens with 14. They got 11 from Luthman, 11 from Uhlskamp. They got 8 from Frilling, 6 from Benzman, and 4 from Flesher. Just a tremendous team win tonight. But I think Carter Uhlskamp was a force tonight. He was all over the floor, getting on the floor after loose balls, rebounding, forced Sosby to pick up fouls as he got into the lane against him. And then on the other side, with 23 points, obviously, Drew Sosby is the Clancy's player on the other side.
Uhlskamp was like a take-charge quarterback on the basketball floor, wasn't he?
He was. I said early in the game that he was not the best basketball player out there, but he was the best athlete. He proved that tonight.
Sure did. Nathan Frilling played very well. Anna with 6 players with 6 points or more. 3 in double figures. That's the way the Rockets have gotten it done all year. Tonight, Anna finished. Not only a very good first 3 quarters, but a rock-solid fourth quarter to defeat Jackson Center by 11. Again, Drew Sosby, a Clancy's Award winner for the Tigers, and Carter Uhlskamp for Anna, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
As I mentioned, Jackson Center now 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the Shelby County League. Next game is Tuesday at Layman Catholic. Next league game is next Friday, January 8th for Jackson Center at home against Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets return to action at Bodkins on January 8th. Anna now 7-4 overall, 4-2 in the Shelby County League. And like we thought a month ago, we've got a race going on among the boys in Shelby County League play, Chuck.
There is nobody in this league that can't beat the other team on any given night, and I'm not using that as a cliche.
Right.
It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Some very good basketball being played by everyone in the SCL. You drop your guard, especially on the road, you're bound to get knocked off, and Jackson Center found that to be the case here this evening. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best local sports page coverage around. Those are our anchors. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Well, we stay here for our next two games, Chuck. We might as well pitch a tent. Minster Girls at Anna on Tuesday night. We'll see if the undefeated Anna Lady Rockets can remain unbeaten. Jackson Center boys not able to do it tonight. A two-loss Minster girls team, a very good club, comes to Anna on Tuesday. Tip-off 7:30. On the air at 7:10. Look forward to that game very much.
Yeah, it's going to be a good basketball game. And, Anna's girls are, at first I thought maybe overachieving, but after watching them play, they're very talented. They do a lot of really good things.
It's an experienced club. A number of the seniors have played a lot of varsity basketball since they were sophomores.
Right, yeah, and Avery Bensman on the point makes them a really, really good basketball team.
Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday night, we have a Shelby County League girls game. The Jackson Center Lady Tigers come to town to take on Anna. We'll know on Tuesday if Anna is still unbeaten heading into that game on Thursday. But a league contest on Thursday evening, Jackson Center at Anna, our first look at the Lady Tigers. A very good team in its own right, a club which really gelled toward the end of last year. Some volleyball players on that club. Excuse me, what a volleyball season the Jackson Center Tigers had, winning the state championship in Division IV. And on the hardwood, it's a team with a lot of talent, too, and we'll see Jackson Center's girls close up on Thursday against Anna right here. Again, tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10. Better quit while we're ahead. Our voices have lasted through the holiday weekend, just barely. Oh, a lot of fun and excitement here today. Earlier this afternoon, the Fort Loramie girls defeated Versailles on the road 43-39. as Jessica Berger dropped home 25 points to pace the Lady Redskins to that four-point victory away from home against Versailles, again 43-39 here tonight. It is Anna defeating Jackson Center by 11 in the end, 54-43, right, Chuck?
Yep, 54-43.
11-point ball game. And it was a team effort by Anna. It's a cliche. There's no I in the word team. And tonight, it was an all-around, well-balanced effort by the Rockets offensively and defensively. I don't know who in the area could have beaten Anna tonight. My goodness.
Well, they have the talent. And yep. We the first time we saw them play, when everybody back, all of the shooters they have, the inside play, they're a really, really good basketball team. And hopefully, I think the thing that they lacked was maybe the confidence to finish.
Yes.
Tonight they did.
Yes.
Hopefully that gets them over the hump.
And head coach Nate Barhorst is starting to nurture some bench along, too. It was a much leaner club a month ago, not so much now. And, wow, the inside power was dominant this evening for the Anna Rockets. And Uhlskamp helped quarterback this club to victory. Nathan Frilling off the bench, what a combination.
Yeah, they're getting better and better.
Rhett Gish is our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer until Tuesday saying good night for now as Anna knocks off Jackson Center. The Tigers fall, no longer unbeaten. Anna 54, Jackson Center 43.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.